it.
Well, there he is, the chairman of the board, and his music will be featured this Saturday along with the King, Elvis Presley. It's the Dementia and Alzheimer's Resource Committee of St. Clair County presenting the chairman of the board meets the King of Rock and Roll. And here to tell us more about it from the Dementia and Alzheimer's Resource Committee, Mary Beth Fleury. Mary Beth, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is such a great idea. Tell us what's going on Saturday.
So the Dementia and Alzheimer's Resource Committee, we're always looking for new ways to reach out and connect with caregivers in and throughout St. Clair County. So we thought we've provided educational events. We've every year for coming up on our fifth year have held an annual memory walk in September to raise funds to provide respite care and educational opportunities for our caregivers. So we wanted to reach out to the family unit as a whole and bring in the person with dementia that is living with dementia and their family members in a fun environment. And we thought, what better way to do that than to offer a concert?
What a great idea. This is music that they'll be able to connect with and enjoy. The caregivers can enjoy it as well.
Absolutely. It is a safe, family, fun environment. The music stylings of Gary Sacco, who is a Frank Sinatra impersonator. He is phenomenal. He's been performing for most of his life, all throughout southeastern Michigan and beyond. He is bringing in one of his friends and partners, Matt King, who is an Elvis impersonator. And the two of them together have a dynamic show that they put on. There's going to be a lot of great music. The event starts at 1 p.m. and will wrap up about 3 o'clock. It is free to everyone who is a caregiver for somebody with dementia. And we are encouraging them to bring their loved one out. Music is such a powerful tool in connecting with a dementia patient. We know that music involves all areas of the brain, but especially in the hippocampus area, which retains the long-term memory. And that is where a lot of our music memories are stored. So we want to stir up some of those good memories of for our dementia patients, but then also create new memories for the caregivers, for their family members, to bring the grandchildren, the kids. Just get the whole family unit involved.
That's great. There are so few events like this with that the whole family, including those with dementia and Alzheimer's, can enjoy. This is certainly going to be a real treat. It's at the American Legion in Marysville this Saturday afternoon. It's a free event, but you are asking people to register, right?
We are asking them to register. We ask them to call 810-990-9558, or they can go on our Facebook page and register for the event there. We also have a great professional dance troupe coming in, and it is called Swing Slam, and they're out of the Metro Detroit area. So the whole event with the music, the dance, refreshments, we will have educational information available and referral information available to help our caregivers. It's going to be great.
It's going to be a great day indeed. And again, what do people need to do to register for this or other events?
They can visit us on Facebook, the Dementia and Alzheimer's Resource Committee of St. Clair County. They can reach out to us there, or they can go to our webpage, which is darcscc.org, or they can call our phone number and speak with one of the board members to reach out to get more information.
You've got a couple of other events coming up this summer, too, don't you?
We do. In keeping with providing educational opportunities for our community members, we have a long-term care options and legal planning for family caregivers on June 19th at the Municipal Office Center in Port Huron, and that starts at 1 o'clock. We also have, coming back to us from the University of Michigan, the Michigan Alzheimer's Disease Center will be presenting updates in Alzheimer's research, and that's August 1st. At 2 p.m. at the Port Huron Municipal Office Center.
All right. And probably not too early to mark your calendar for the Memory Walk, which is coming up September 21st, right?
Yes, Saturday, September 21st. And this is our biggest event for the year.
And did you say the fifth annual this year coming up?
Fifth annual.
Wow.
5 years already.
It's gone by quickly.
This is our biggest event as far as outreach, and so important to raise funds to keep our mission going, which is to provide the respite care grants, education. We had the expo last November with Kim Campbell. Just a great event and just so much education, which empowers the caregiver to help them to be more confident caregivers, to know that they have support. They're not alone. There are so many organizations throughout St. Clair County to help them, to aid them along in the dementia caregiving journey.
Yeah, anybody who's dealing with this in their family ought to connect with the Dementia and Alzheimer's Resource Committee. And again, you've got a Facebook page too, right?
We do. Yes.
Okay, good way for people to get more information. Mary Beth, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, Mary Beth Fleury from the Dementia and Alzheimer's Resource Committee. Their concert with the chairman of the board and the King of Rock coming up this Saturday afternoon.